Yeah. What's good? It's be the G Shaw Cypher. You officially tuned in to On The Grind Live, and where we support anybody out there grinding in any capacity, in any type of situation that they grinded in. Doesn't really matter what it is, as long as it's a grind, it's pushing you forward, you get into the bag, and you don't got to step on nobody to get to it. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure y'all already know what's going on. You know the slogan, when you see me, you see dope people. Let me repeat myself. When you see me, you see dope people. That means I bring official people doing official stuff to On The Grind Live because they grinding. So without further ado, we're gonna get to it. Let's go. Yeah. What's good? Listen, I got somebody with me that's been grinding. Shout out to my family, Good Girl PR, aka Nikki, aka DJ Nikki. She been sending me some of the craziest, the dopest people in different types of industries. We got another one with us. You get what I'm saying? So tell the people what's your name. Let them know who you are and where you're from.
My name is Oli Plan. My friends and family call me Olia. So okay. I'm from Russia. So I live here. I used to live in Arizona and I moved to New York.
Really? Okay, cool. So you from Russia, you used to live in Arizona.
Yeah.
You live in New York. So talk to me about why the transition from one location to another. You know, talk to me about, you know, your time in Russia, your time in Arizona, and how you got to New York. You don't got to give us the whole story if you don't want to, you know what I mean? But
we'll be short. Yeah. So I used to study like university in Russia, and I took part in like a science program, and okay. I won scholarship in American college. So I moved to Arizona first for study, right. And then I finished my study and I moved to New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So once you left Russia, which state do you like the most? Do you like Arizona the most or New York?
Actually, it's just so different places. Like, it's hard to compare because it's different vibes. People right. in Arizona, you know, I met certain people who are like really cowboys, who never lived the state in their life, who right. never been in New York, who never been in LA. I don't know. Like, they just live all life there. And it's just different people, you know. Right, and right. of course, in New York, it's totally different vibe. Like, everyone is hustling, everyone rushing. Right. Like ambitious, so it's just so different type of life. And for now, I prefer New York because it's much my, I don't know, ambitious vibe.
Right. I definitely feel you with that. I mean, I'm from New York, from Brooklyn, New York. I'm in Jacksonville right now, but I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. So I definitely understand what you're saying. So why music? Talk to me about, you know, how you got into the music. Business and then, you know, what inspired you?
Actually, I used to be an artist in Russia, okay. and I used to be part of national choir. At age like 16, I decided to do my own stuff and I started performing in clubs. It was paid really good and I really love it. And then I moved to US, and actually I used to be part of church choir in Arizona.
Oh, cool.
You know, it's the place where every musician start, I guess.
Yeah.
So, and now I study in Juilliard. I took classes there and I study like really deep music theory, you know, all like classic things. So I really want to be into real music stuff.
Right. That's mm-hmm. what's up. So, you know, when you create music, you have to be in certain environments in order to create music. Like when you go in the studio, does a studio got to be a certain setting before you create music, or you can kind of create anywhere?
Actually, I used to create in a really comfortable environment. Right. I used to do music or beat first, then I write lyrics. By myself. Right. So I could do it like for a week or let's say month, you know, like I could have an idea and I can do it for one day. It's always depends, but I really try to be perfectionist in that. And unless I don't finish it like the perfect way, I don't upload it.
Right, so it makes sense.
I create everything like in home, let's say, and then I just book studio to record it. But every time, as my experience, I re-record it. Like,
right. So let me ask you this: do you make your own beats?
Actually, right now, no. But I work with music producers, so I got to like their studio, or we have online conversation, and I just explain my idea, what I want. So I explain structure of the song, the instruments that I want to put in, and they made it. But right now I'm studying in like music school, and I'm planning to do by myself.
Well, that's cool, right? Like, that's real cool that you do that. A lot of people, you know, just really dive into it. Like me, I didn't go to school for music, right? You know, I'm an artist too, but I've been diving in it for so long that, you know, I just let the experience kind of be my teacher. But you not only have that experience, but you have the education, you know, getting the education. Yeah. So that's great to hear. You know, musically, who inspired you? You know, what other artists out there might have inspired you?
Right now, I'm really into that Doja Cat. More R&B stuff. Right. I used to, of course, Nicki Minaj. I love it. Like, I like hip hop as well.
Right.
Eminem, you know, all this classic stuff.
Right.
And also, right now, I'm really inspired by jazz, like real life instrumental style.
Right.
I'm just That's really awesome. Enjoying. And I want to, you know, I really like to experiment. And in my song Focus, I mixed that drill, like really fast flow hip-hop, and also I add a little bit voice in singing part, so, and I really want to be authentic and try to mix styles, you know, and do it like beautiful way.
So talk to me about the Focus. I hear you say you got a little drill in it, so talk to me about like the what's the concept behind that song.
I don't know, I just heard the beat first. Actually, it's my friend's producer, and he sent me the beat, and it's like, oh my god, I should jump it on. And I just hear the hook, and I was like, I should do like dun 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 dun, like something match the
right.
So, and I was like, I should make something like aggressive, because drill is pretty aggressive style. So, and I was like, okay, let's do something like motivational, or like something make people sing in the crowd, you know.
Right.
Like, I got Focus.
right. Is that the song that you opened up for with Krishan Rock?
Yes.
So talk to me about that experience. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, actually, it was super fun. Like, I was enjoying, you know. I actually met Krishan Rock before.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like a year ago, I was in LA at the studio, and I was like, hey, what's up, girl? Like, I didn't know her, honestly. Like, I just saw her passing by. And I was like, you have a cute dog. He came with a dog at the studio. And then we just started to talk. Like, I have no idea who is she. Like, how many followers she have or something like that. And I was like, oh, girl, you're recording too? Let me hear you. So she showed me her video. I showed her my video. And she was like, oh, wow. Like, I fuck with you. Like,
right.
Thank you so much. Now
from a producer perspective, right, like is there any specific producers that you exclusively work with, or is really if the producer has the beat you like, you're gonna go with that producer?
Actually, it's I pick song first, so right now I don't work with like somebody like permanently, you know. I just find the beat, the song first, and then I try to work. Oh, 1 second, I need to respond. Can I reconnect?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Something's going on with the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
How can I do that?
Yeah, you should be able to just X out. You gotta go out and come back in?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you should be
able to. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No worries. Yeah. So we're going to wait till she get back. You know what I'm saying? Wait till she get back. You know, sometimes we have technical difficulties and we got to make changes and things like that. But she sounds like she got a lot going on. You get what I'm saying? She got a dope record called Focus. She got a couple other ones that I'll probably talk about too. Right. Then these are the things that you see, and really get with these artists to make sure that everybody, gets their chance to really showcase what they got. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to give another minute or so to get back in here so we can continue the conversation. But if anything, make sure y'all go check us out. GrindWorkEnterprises.com. Let me bring her back up here. Oh, we got her back. We got her back. All good. All good. So we was talking from a producer perspective. You know, you just really find a beat. There's no exclusive producer that you work with. But what about engineers? Is there a particular engineer that you go to all the time?
Honestly, not really specifically. Like, I found already people that I really like, so I keep them in mind always and right. Try reach them first, but I'm really open to work with like everyone, you know, like
right. Yeah. Definitely. How did you get involved with Good Girl PR?
Actually, I reached the Penthouse studio. Like, I honestly, it was so random. I just searched the studio for shooting because I do social media content, right. And for me to pick the studio was really important. It was like the location and design, like, because it's supposed to be good quality content shooting there, and I couldn't pick just some random, you know, studio with no you know, with no studio vibes. So I picked the Penthouse studio, and I saw their advertising for a show, and I was like, hello guys, who is the director of the studio?
Right.
I need to talk with him. So, and there was like, okay, like, there's his number. So then I met Jesse.
Yeah.
I met the Jesse, and Jesse introduced me to the Nikki.
Cool. That's good. I'm glad you locked in with her, things like that, because she's definitely a dope person. So shout out to Good Girl PR. You got a brand called Plain Suit Brand.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that. What is that? And how did it get started?
So the conception of the brand is jumpsuits, like general suits,
right.
For female audience, produced by Natural Materials. It was the most important part. It was actually the reason to start the brand, because there's a lot of like competition on the market, but nobody really focused on natural materials. And it's so like synthetic materials is so bad for your skin. Like, you know, it provokes like acne or other disease. So, and I was like, oh my God, why nobody make it? So, and I just started to make order by order. So I first made customized suits, and then I found really good suppliers and make a bulk production overseas. So,
cool.
Yeah, and it's like much more cheaper and good quality.
Right. So it's cheaper for you to create good quality. So you don't have to, you know, charge much. You know what I mean? I'm looking at it right now, and, you know, ladies definitely out there. Make sure y'all go check her Instagram out. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put her Instagram at the bottom, because then on her Instagram, what you'll be able to see is her Instagram for that particular page. You got a website for this, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Plainsuitbrand.com.
Yeah. Plainsuitbrand.com. So make sure that y'all, you know, suitbrand.com. Make sure y'all go check that out. You know what I mean? And you can see the different pictures and things like that that she got on here, you know, for that brand. What else are you interested in getting into, you know, besides music and the brand industry that you have now?
So actually, there's really a lot going on. Like, you know, it was pretty hard to start both of these things. And I really right now I want to be focused on like social media, and because you know, all this stuff, it's come through Instagram audience,
right.
You know.
Right.
How people are going to reach you. So right now I really want to be focused on like content and explore more musician stuff.
Right.
So I want to keep going my studies and I want to do social media.
You can definitely do that. That definitely sounds like a plan. What do you feel like is the biggest lesson you've learned musically or even in the social media creating space so far?
Actually, I would say, before I wasn't really be into the real musician stuff.
Right.
I didn't learn notes. I didn't learn all the like basics that all musicians supposed to know, how to sing, like techniques. So, and my biggest lesson is don't be afraid and don't be that arrogant to start from the basic.
Right.
From, like to learn that it could be boring, it could be hard from the beginning, but this is the difference of professional people and just people who like that, you know?
Yeah.
So be really prepared, be patient to go deep in that, like, just keep going, work, even if it's not that easy, not that fast results.
Right.
I'm sure I feel progress now, you know, after like certain months.
Right.
Focused on certain things. Yeah, the biggest lesson is don't be afraid to make long-term plans and follow them.
So then let me follow that question with, okay, now that you know what the biggest lesson is, right now, you know, obviously you'll have more accomplishments in the future, but if you can go back and just point to one big accomplishment you've had so far, what would that be?
I don't know. It's just a lot of things.
Right. It's just because we got a lot going on, so you can't really pinpoint, right? No, that's good. That's a good problem to have, right? Like, you know, that's a good thing to have where you got so many things going on, you can't really pinpoint it, you know. Besides your Instagram, where else can they find you?
I really work it on my YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of dope content. I actually do, like, reels. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's really, like, goes viral. I make really quality music videos, like I love them, you know. Really enjoy that. TikTok, yeah, pretty much that's it. Okay. Instagram, YouTube, TikTok.
That's cool. Any shout outs you want to give to the people?
Check out my new single. It's really dope music video, Focus, actually.
Oh, you got a video for Focus?
Yes.
Definitely. We'll make sure we go check it out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We make sure we go check it out. Anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
Listen, Focus.
Listen to Focus. Definitely. Make sure y'all go check that out. It's on streaming platforms right now. Ollie Plan, you know what I'm saying? Focus. She's got a couple other tracks, looks like, too. But make sure you go focus on Focus. You know what I mean? Focus, you know what I mean? So, listen, I appreciate you jumping on and tuning in with us. You get what I'm saying? And I'm going to definitely make sure I check that out, let you know what I think about it. You get what I'm saying? I would try to play it, but my system's acting a little funny, so I don't want it to... I want to make sure when people hear it, they get the full-fledged, you know, experience. But other than that, listen, again, I appreciate it. Shout out again to Good Girl PR, Nikki. She's been doing, you know, she's been sending some great people. You keep doing your thing. I'm proud of you. Keep doing your thing. And I'll make sure I tag you, you know, when we put this out. Is there any, you know, outside of that, thank you again for coming and talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Thank you for interview. Thank you for Good Girl PR.
Definitely. See you later. All right.